I'm a storyteller, and I finally found what I was born to be, but in my process to becoming a storyteller, I trained as a geologist, and I climbed volcanoes, and I know where to find gemstones, because I like sparkling things. And then I became a teacher, and that was great, but there was something still that I wanted to do, so I sold everything I owned, and I went round the world trying to decide what I was going to do with my life. And something really amazing happened to me at a children's hospital in Australia, and I realised that a storyteller was what I was born to be.
So what kind of activities do you do to interact with the kids?
So I have several things. I am the founder of the first group of storytelling clubs for children, where we train young people to find their voice through story. And they start at the age of 7 and go on up till 18. And they do a 7-year apprenticeship. And that club, next January in 2015, will be 20 years old. So, yeah. And then the other thing I do is I'm a storyteller for Apples and Snakes, who organised this show, Horniman Museum, National Portrait Gallery, Dulwich Picture Gallery. And I do two sides there, performances based on my culture, Sri Lanka and Asia, and I have Chinese grandparents, so it's kind of a big mix.
What kind of stories do you tell?
I like to tell ones from where I was born and where I'm from and my kind of cultural history. But I also tell, because, you know, I told you I took that year off and travel around the world, I walked in the path of Indigenous people in Australia, in Canada, and they, when I sat with them, they give you a story, they gift you a story. So I tell stories from other cultures that have been given as gifts as well.
That's nice.
Does anybody else have any questions?
Why do I tell stories? This is probably the most important story I can tell. You know, I said something happened to me in Australia. When I went then, I was just telling stories. It's fine, don't worry. I was asked if I'd like to... I said to the people at the Children's Hospital, let me tell stories, you know. And they said, fine, if you don't mind working on the cancer wards. So I said, that's okay. And I went in the first day, and I walked out shell-shocked because, you know, I didn't realise such young kids were so seriously ill. And in Melbourne, there's a tower, and you go to the top of it, and they have a cafe there with big chocolate cake and lots of fresh cream. And I just cried into my cake. But I realised I had to go back, and I did. And a few days later, a little boy came in, and he had been diagnosed with leukaemia. And he'd stopped speaking from the moment he'd been diagnosed. So I looked at him. I didn't know many stories for under fives. And I had to sort of, the yellow blob, I said to him, shall we do something on the computer? And he looked at me. So I said, shall we draw something? He looked at me. And then I thought, I'm going to have to tell this story.
Is so your inspiration from children?
Yeah. Sorry, could I finish last bit? Sorry. So I told him the story, and halfway through he was taken out. And then when I finished my 2-hour stint, the nurse said to me, Debbie, hold on a moment, he wants something. And he was pulling her by her overall. So when she came up, he just looked at me and he said, finish the story. And I just stood there, and I remember his dad picking him up and dancing him down the corridor, and his mum crying, and all I could think of was that little story made him speak again. And so that's why I do what I do, because I think stories make people or change lives. And you were saying?
Is your inspiration from children?
A bit of both. I think he is obviously a turning point in my life. But in my family, my grandfather and my father, they were the ones that told stories, and they opened up a whole world that I hadn't realised, you know, because stories do. They're a safe place of knowing about mountains and what lives within them, things like that. So, yeah.
Any other questions? So, I have a question. You mentioned storytelling for adults and for children. What is the main difference when you storytell to a child and storytell to an adult, especially if storytelling for adults involves nostalgia and things like that?
I think the thing about storytelling is that no matter what the age, you have to connect with the person who's in your audience. And all of us have, I think as adults, we have a child within ourselves that we keep locked away. So it's not necessarily reminiscence, it's telling stories so that people remember things in their lives that have been meaningful. But I think, whatever the age, if they come up to me and they go, that was really good, is it true? It means that they've been taken away to a different world and they're not sure what's real, what's not real. And I think that's what story does, no matter what age group.
And do you have any talents of yours?
I think, as in singing and dancing and... Is that what you mean? My talent, besides storytelling, is that I'm a good cook. And I can make cakes that people just long for. And I got to the point where I used to make these teddy bear cakes, and then I designed their clothes, and then they looked so real I didn't want people eating them. So I stopped doing them because I couldn't bear it. Sorry. Shouldn't laugh at your own joke ever.
What do you think of Asia House?
It is fantastic. I walked in here just looking up, and I think that's what we don't do very often. We don't look up enough. And I think looking up means dreaming and having an imagination and having possibility. So when I walked in here, I just went, wow, it's just fantastic. And in a way, it is a little bit like being back in Sri Lanka and Singapore and everywhere like that. Because what they do have are very big windows, but the windows are always opened so that we can feel the fresh air and smell the sea salt.
How many stories have you told?
Have I told or do I know?
Do you know, sorry.
Okay, that's easier. at the last count, I have in my head 703 stories. And I'm only being this specific because I was asked that very same question. I was saying to Daniela, I was interviewed 2 weeks ago. Same question. So, but as to how many I've told, like I have a Japanese story that I tell after meeting. And I loved it so much in the first year, I told it 75 times. So, you know, some stories just get told a lot and some once or twice.
Do you believe that stories should be passed down, or do you think that new stories should be made?
I think stories... Yeah, it is a good question. Stories are passing down our way of remembering our histories and our cultures and connecting with people that we kind of belong to but don't necessarily know. And I think the other important thing about creating new works is it's still based on old stories. I don't know if you know, there are only 33 storylines in the whole of history, in the whole of the world. So every new piece has a fragment of one of these 33 in it.
How do you feel about the new, the way stories are being passed down now with technology and everything?
The thing, I've told stories had them filmed and then watched myself, and I think with the way life is going, because I do Skype, my nephews live in Australia, and I tell them stories and we still connect, but I find the way to connect with that is using technology to work with what you're doing. So if you're telling a story and you're telling a story one-to-one, you need to see their face and they need to see the bit of you that's going to be used in the story. Yeah, what doesn't work maybe is, you know, if sometimes you're Skyping and you only see each other's faces, that's a conversation. And yes, a story is a type of conversation. But I think I don't know. I find YouTube fascinating because it teaches me things I don't know. And I think anything that tells a good story should be valued.
Do you think that in the advance of technology, could it help storytelling in the future?
Well, I think the way I've used it is we record it like this, and that's really important because I wish when I was a child, you know, I said my grandfather and my father told stories. All I remember are their voices in my head, and in a way, it's not the same tone of voice, but there would be a memory of the voice in real, if that. And I think that is important. And I just hope it's valued because I think story is the basis of everything in our lives.
Do you have a question?
Did your childhood affect the way you tell stories?
I think it does, very much so, because I didn't come to England till I was 10. So I lived there enough to because when people say, where are you from? I feel like I've got one foot in England and one foot in Sri Lanka. And then a bit of me in China, because one of my grandparents was Chinese and one of my grandparents was Dutch. So there are bits here and there. And my brother married a Dutch girl. So I kind of feel, and I think that's the best way technology can help, because it does allow us to link through. Yeah?
Thank you for your very enjoyable stories.